The head coach of the Beavers down at the tunnel, Jim Scanlon, joining us right now on our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Coach, your team did everything you wanted them to in that first period. You got on the scoreboard first. Lots of great energy towards the latter half of that second period. How do you think your team looked tonight against this Badger team?
Well, we gave ourselves a chance, Kelly. I thought they did everything we asked the entire game, not just the first period. It's a 1-1 game going to the third period here at LeBron against this team. Hey, I'll take that anytime. So, unfortunately, we couldn't get it. You know, they made one more play than we did.
That's exactly what it came down to. What was the message to your team after tonight's loss? Obviously, you still got tomorrow and hopefully Sunday.
Well, that's what I said. It's just going to take one more day than we planned. So we got to take care of business tomorrow so we can play Sunday.
I thought defensively your team looked really good. McKenna Deering had a heck of a game. So did Adriana Vandalese. Ella Anik, outstanding. Without your defense, without Kerrigan Dowie, this could have been a higher scoring game.
Yeah, I thought for our freshmen, you know, their first taste of playoff hockey again against this team in this building, I thought they really acquitted themselves very, very well. I thought they were, we were a little jittery to begin with, but I thought they really settled in, and I was really proud of them.
What does your team need to do differently or any better tomorrow?
Well, obviously, we got to score more goals, Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Again, our final score here tonight, the Badgers win this one by one, a final of 2-1 here.